Hello everyone, welcome to American History Unraveled. Today we'll be discussing the question, how do the realities of immigrants' experiences reflect or fail to reflect American ideals? Now we all know what our ideals are, freedom and equality. We will also be looking at three texts and how they encourage our ideas about the prompt. The first story we are going over is called Rules of the Game by Amy Tan. This story is about a young girl who learns to play chess with the support of her parents. She wins many tournaments in the sport and becomes very close to becoming a grandmaster. At the end of the story, she and her mom have an argument. The story ends with the young girl not under the best terms with her family. Although the story is kind of sad, this story does reflect our American ideals. All her neighbors accepted her from being of Asian descent and congratulated her for her success. But her neighbors aren't the only ones who accepted her as a prodigy. The papers also wrote about her and how she was very close to becoming a grandmaster, and I believe that shows equality in our great nation. The second story we are looking at is called The Writing on the Walls by Camille Dungy. This story shows us what it would have been like to be an Asian immigrant coming into America. Now, there were a lot of people who came and were immediately put into our society, but there were some who came where there was something wrong with them or their papers, and they were kept in buildings where they were kept there until things were sorted out. Sometimes these immigrants were kept in these housing facilities for years at a time. So these people express themselves by carving poetry on the walls. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that seems to fail to reflect our American ideals. If there was an American man or woman in those facilities, our government would have gotten them out as soon as they could. But that doesn't seem to be the case with these men and women. Therefore, this does not show equality. The final story we are looking at is called With a Little Help from My Friends by Firuza Dumas. This story takes place when an Iranian girl visits America. Throughout the story, she is asked questions about her culture and her country. Everyone asks in a respectful way. Now, at first, she was glad to answer their questions, but eventually she got a little annoyed. But soon, people stopped asking, and she connected with people and formed some friendships. At the end of her trip, she is sad to leave, but excited to see her family again. It isn't until the end of the story that we see something interesting. In the end of the story, she explains that after the Iranian Revolution, her relatives went to visit America again, and they experienced America very differently than the young girl did. She explains that people had formed opinions about their people by then. Her relatives were not impressed. Looking at this story and how it shows her family's experiences with America, we can see that this story both reflects and fails to reflect our American ideals. At first, people treated them with kindness and respect, but later in the story, people had their opinions, and from what we can tell, they weren't good ones. So people didn't always treat them with freedom and equality. So as you can see, these stories had interesting concepts and points of view, and some of them reflected our ideals and some failed to. But in the end, we can see that the immigrants' experiences with America do overall fail to reflect our ideals. By seeing how Asian immigrants were treated in their journeys and how Iranian people were thought badly of at a certain point, we can see that we didn't treat them very well, and therefore we weren't treating them as equals, and we weren't giving them the freedom they deserved. So there you go, a piece of American history unraveled.